time to connect the dots. Connect the dots. That's the name of the show. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. Hey, let me tell you something. I got news for you. And it's true. There is so much new information that came out in the last week. In fact, there's been notes from Cobras, if you know who I'm talking about, at Cobra Number One on Twitter. The notes from his conference back in December, and revealing all kinds of important information about what's been going on behind the scenes, you know? And it's really quite amazing. You need to check it out. Check it out. And we're not talking about check out your clothes at the hat, right? We're talking about checking out the site. And it's called prepareforchange.net. That's it, prepareforchange.net. You get there, then you just start scrolling down and get all this information. I mean, stuff that'll blow your mind, talking about billions upon billions upon billions of reptilians between the surface and 8.6 miles up. Now, you gotta wonder when you hear info like that. More in general, you think of reptilians, that they're humanoid creatures walking around with alligator heads or something. But when you hear that billions upon billions upon billions of reptilians between the surface and 8.6 miles high, what are they in? Are they in spacecraft, or are they flying reptilians, or what? I mean, are they invisible reptilians from existing in another dimension, or it's just mental reptilians? I mean, it makes you think when you hear that. And supposedly, they're watching us and they jump us when they can see a situation to mess with our heads. And as I mentioned last week, discovered in 1945 in Egypt, was the scrolls, papyrus scrolls in jars, found in a cave-like structure, revealing the archons, reptilians, and creepy little skinny grays are a bunch of mind controllers. They invade our minds telepathically, and they mess with us. And you look at what's going on in the world, and you add that information to it, and it makes a lot of sense, because everybody seemingly in government is making one wrong decision after another, and they're listening to the manipulators, the so-called experts, the so-called doctor experts, and the so-called scientific experts, and the ignorant governors of the United States, and ignorant politicians in other countries are listening to these so-called authorities, which they themselves don't know what the hell's going on, most of them. And of course, some of them do. They are definitely top-ranking members of the New World Order, and they are using their talents to lead everybody in the wrong direction. This is call-in radio show. Hey, how about that? You can call in 888-626. 7608. If you have any info on the coronavirus, call and tell us about it. I've got some info. I mean, it's actually on my website. If you go to 2020presidenttomedicine.com, spelled just like it sounds, you know, you can visualize that word, Tom Edison. Hey, that's my name. So envision 2020presidenttomedicine.com. And as soon as you get there, you can just start scroll down from the picture. And it's my update, April update. And I mentioned that the known cure for the coronavirus, it's not so much a cure, it's the way to kill the virus with vibrational frequencies. That's it. It's that simple. As simple as waving a wand, or hitting a tuning fork, or clicking a Tibetan bowl at the right frequency. And, or even better yet, just simply finding out the frequency that will obliterate this coronavirus. And it's just a trial and error basis. So the real cure is vibrations. If you're listening and you know people in government, tell them about it. Because they're all like a bunch of hunting dogs barking up the wrong tree with this, and all this talk about vaccines. Hey, and if you go to that other thing I was telling you about at the beginning here, you'll find out some interesting information about vaccinations, you know? Forchange.net, you know, prepareforchange.net, go there. And you'll be amazed at the information about vaccinations that opens you up to entry by reptilians. So I guess they're talking about mental mind control entry. And of course, much of what the human race is being controlled is done through mind control. You know, here's a little bit. I said this before, but you need to hear it again. You know, everybody is telepathic, really. Humans have we all have the ability to receive and communicate telepathically. Except, you know, we've been dumbed down since birth, and they do their best to control us of our world to make sure you don't learn to utilize this natural ability. I've had telepathic communication. That's right. Many other people have, too. And even if you believe you don't have it, that's not going to stop your subconscious from picking up the telepathic communication that's being sent to you by all the dark forces. And basically, it's a real clever way of getting into your mind and manipulating your thoughts. Hey, there's a famous song from the last century by that famous group Led Zeppelin. And that famous song, Stairway to Heaven. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. Oh, yeah. That's a harsh truth. Sometimes they are, because the dark forces are sending us bad ideas, bad telepathic communication, all cleverly designed to manipulate us to do things that they want us to do. So, I'll say it one more time, prepareforchange.net. Go there, you'll find out some interesting things. You'll find out the interesting bit about HARP, that it's not only is it broadcasting negative frequencies, it's designed to somehow prevent spacecraft from landing on our planet. In other words, trying to keep the good guys from landing and helping us out. But I'm sure the Galactic Federation that's in the process. process of removing a lot of the bad stuff from our world. They'll figure out how to get by that eventually. But isn't that amazing that they've kept that information from us all these years, and we just thought it was, what was the excuse, radar? Yeah, well, I guess radar is picks up things entering, but it was told to us as if we were broadcasting the harp to save ourselves from a Russian invasion. But instead, it turns out the dark forces are behind setting up the harp. We're not worried about the Russians. The dark forces are worried about the good guys out there, the good ETs, the Galactic Federation of Light, landing their craft on our world. And somehow the harp frequencies prevent craft from landing. Maybe they make them go lose control and crash, something like that. You know, like the Roswell event. What did cause that craft to crash, we don't know. It might have been the harp frequencies broadcasting back then. Even, I'm not sure exactly when they started that, but these secret programs have been going on for a long, long time. And boy, the government was in bed with all the bad guys keeping the secrets from us, as if that was a smart thing to do. And of course, it wasn't a smart thing to do. And, but the moment of truth is finally coming down the pike. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And as the starseeds say, victory of the light. Starseeds, yeah. Pleiadians that are here to help us move into the new timeline. And the Pleiadians are our friendly brothers and sisters, galactic brothers and sisters, and they have a big part in helping the human race evolve. And this is the biggest thing going on now, outside of the behind the scenes, that is, because most of the world is still in the dark. They're all being subdued by the lockdowns. And of course, the lockdowns are really, it's not about stopping the virus from spreading so much as it is conditioning you to accept a totalitarian one-world government that will severely oppress you and take away the freedoms that you've been used to. And that's why everyone's getting annoyed, because we've had it with this nonsense. You know, it started out with, well, a two-week quarantine, then it went to a month, then it went to the couple of months. Now, you know, now these crazy government people who are being mind-controlled by the dark forces, by the New World Order, the Illuminati, and all the other groups, the bad ETs that are part of it, the dark forces, DARPA, you name it, all those bad guys, yeah, they're manipulating government to keep us in this lockdown forever, pretty much. That's what they wanted to do. So we need to stand up and draw the line in the sand. And if you're listening to my voice, start talking to your friends about this. This whole damn thing is a sham. You know, sure, people are dying, but they're dying because it was planned to make them die. Everybody's immune system, well, not everybody, but millions and billions of people, their immune system, as soon as they turned on that 5G, a couple of months ago, I think at the beginning of the year they turned it on, and they had a few pilot programs coming even before that in some neighborhoods. The whole point of the 5G is to weaken your immune system, cause all kinds of havoc in your body, so your body is busy fighting the 5G, and then they unleash this coronavirus, and yes, they did unleash it, and that's confirmed by the people representing the Galactic Federation, the people that do the tweets for Cobra. They confirmed it, yeah, it was released on purpose. And of course, what was the purpose of even creating the virus? For which there is a patent, and Bill Gates is involved in it. Yeah, that no good so-and-so. And he's actually out there publicly advocating people never get back to normal until everyone's vaccinated. And like I said, you better look into this prepareforchange.net, because they're saying if you, the vaccinations of today, they open you up for alien reptilian mind control. Yeah, you don't want that. Plus, all vaccines are loaded with poison. They're illogical, you know. I mean, if some doctor would try to call the show and try to tell me, boy, would he be into the tongue lashing of his life, because I'll explain to him why they're illogical. And yeah, I could still claim the only success they've ever had with them is one, a bag of lies. Two, lies upon lies, or the placebo effect. You know, if you tell people, like, we're going to stick this needle of poison in you, but it's going to make you healthy, if you believe it will, the placebo effect will work on the power of belief. Even though we're putting poison in, it's really going to weaken your system. If your belief is strong enough, it will override the poison. And that's the only success they've ever had with vaccines. The whole point is illogical. The idea was to trick you into listening to doctors and scientists who eventually ended up all being controlled by the New World Order, which they are today. I mean, there are some real scientists out there that know how to think of themselves. The ones that are trying to lobby the U.S. government about the dangers of 5G, of course, they're not getting anywhere. But I said it before, hey, check out this guy called Kevin Mottis, M-O-T-T-U-S. He's got YouTube videos out there. There's one for 1 hour and 6 minutes. And basically, it's the best one out there. We're explaining all that's wrong with 5G and why you should run like hell from it. And the best news I've heard about the 5G, I've said it last week probably, is the fact that it's getting posted on Twitter, but it probably won't be anymore, because Twitter is like the devil right now. It doesn't want to tolerate any real truths that are working against the New World Order takeover. But it was tweeted for a couple of weeks here that people were burning down these 5G towers. And finally, refreshing, it's, you might think, well, no, that's not nice, but no, it is. When your life is in danger and the damn New World Order, who is the enemy of all mankind, starts putting up towers that broadcast dangerous frequencies on you, upon you, and your loved ones 24/7, you have a right to take down that tower. I mean, you can't expect government to do it for you, because they've all been sufficiently bribed, or they're chicken shit, as the saying goes, or they're just so stupid, they don't get it, you know. And unfortunately, most politicians fall into those categories, you know. Either they're sufficiently bribed, or they're so ignorant they just don't understand common sense, or they're heartless and they don't give a crap about the public they're supposed to be serving, or they're part of the New World Order, implanted in governments to help destroy every government from within. Yeah, all these things are going on. So much. New meanwhile, you, the listeners, I hope to God that you're realizing who the real enemies are in this world. It's your government. And who's the police are becoming public enemy number one also. You know, not all police, but there's too many of them out there. Just watch the news. They're abusing their authority. They have no consideration for the general public. They just want to follow orders like good Nazis. Well, we don't need good Nazi policemen, really. If that's your idea, that you just think you can take your authority and boss people around and show them no consideration and try to read them a stupid law out of a book and says, oh, you can't go here, you can't do that. Well, we don't need thunderheads, dummies, cold-hearted Nazis to be policemen. If that's your attitude of what enforcing the law is, forget it, man. Quit, you know, because we don't need people like that. You know, it's gotten so bad now with the penal police, police in name only, oppressing the general public, you know. Just people that want to get out there and speak their things. People that don't want to listen to stupid lockdowns that are illogical in most cases, oppressively oppressive. And, yeah, we don't need police that are insensitive to the needs of human beings. We don't need that. Vigilantes would better serve the public at this point in time. That's how bad the police departments have gotten. Sure, there's a few good policemen out there, but there's just too many bad ones. And they're going to have to choose. Whose side are you on? The decent people, side of humanity, or the evil world controllers? You know, just following the orders from your captain is not necessarily the proper thing to do, especially if the captain is a mind-controlled demon. Yeah, right. And giving you orders, just follow, go out there and bash the heads in of the protesters. You know, you think you have a license to do that? I'm sure many of you do, but you don't, really. Once you try reading Magna Carta and realize you have an obligation to resist orders that oppress the people. You're supposed to be serving the people, not your captain in the police department. Why don't you get that straight? And you're not supposed to be serving the people with the money either. You're supposed to be serving the general public. The people with the money are not really the general public. You know, they're the elite, the world controllers, and they use you, the police, as their henchmen. You know? You might think that's okay, you know? Hey, but it's not okay. And, you know, what I'm talking tonight is the truth. And other people ought to get wise and realize these authoritative structures are not here to serve us, they're here to oppress us. And help set up the new world order, the one world totalitarian government. You're getting a taste of it right now. These lockdowns are ridiculous. I said it already. The cure or the way to just stop this coronavirus in its tracks is a vibrational frequency. It's that simple, you know? It's just a small amount of effort with trial and error to find out what frequency is going to just negate this virus totally. Put it to sleep, annihilate it, whatever you want to call it, kill it. But all it takes is the right frequency. And it's just, you know, a little bit of work compared to all this nonsense about the vaccines and this other crap. It's just a con job because they want to get you to believe. And unfortunately, there's a lot of good people in the medical profession. They're being used, and they're being used like pawns. And they believe this nonsense that pharmaceutical medicine is the cure. Pharmaceutical medicine is the thing that created the virus to begin with. You know? Real healing is vibrational. That's how your body operates. People haven't been told this, but you need to hear it, and I'm telling you tonight. You know, that's how your body identifies what's good and what isn't. It's by the vibration. Everything vibrates. Everybody has their own particular vibrational frequency. Coronavirus has its own vibrational frequency. And if the vibrational frequency isn't in sync with what's good for your body, your immune system is going to search it out. And they've already proved that people with good immune systems, they search this stuff out and take care of it. But we can help our immune system by just getting the right frequency, do the trial and error. It shouldn't take that long, more than a week or two. Hey, I'm asking everybody, do your part and get the message through to the people that have the authority now to start focusing the way to deal with this on vibrational frequencies, not pharmaceutical bullshit. Really. Pharmaceutical medicine is not real medicine. It's the con job from the beginning. It's not medicine. It's a con. You know? I mean, really. That's how you're being lied to, the fake insurance policies. What good is an insurance policy if it only allows you to deal with fake medicine? Pharmaceutical concoctions is fake medicine. It's not real. It's designed, it's like artificial intelligence way of dealing with something like that. You know, I mean, you hear all these stories about people being abducted. They all tell you the same story. They end up laid on a table, just like a doctor's operating table. Well, so what do we have medical systems that operate like evil extraterrestrials that abduct people and take things out of them and put things in them? And that's pretty much our medical system resembles that. And while we're at it, you know, you need to hear this, listeners. You need to hear what the truth is, how you're being deceived. Do you realize that all these women that go to the hospital to have babies, everybody's been lied to and lied to and lied to by the so-called doctors and believing in doctors, you know? I mean, sure, they could do the cesarean on you and all that, but the way to have a normal birth is for a woman to squat down and gravity pulls out the baby. That's how it was originally designed to happen, you know? When you lay down on a table and then you're forced to push out, you know, you're making it harder for yourself because the baby, gravity isn't going to help you in a situation like that. Then you have to push hard, push hard, push hard, which is a big stress on the woman. I'll say it again. If you're a pregnant woman and you want to have a natural birth, well, prepare yourself that when it's time for delivery that you simply squat down and let gravity pull the baby out. You know? Mother Earth's gravity will pull the baby out for you. This is common sense. So why does everybody want to be laid down on the table and have to push and be coached to push and stuff like that? And this is what the doctors are telling you, right? Yeah, big help they are, you know. And then they want to send you a gigantic bill for getting you to give the birth in an unnatural way. Unbelievable. And then nowadays, you can't trust having your baby in the hospital. What are the first thing? They don't let you they take the baby away from you first thing, and what do they do? We don't know what they do with it now. They might probably give me vaccines in a secret room now. Or the hospital staff don't even know what they're doing to the baby. They're just told to do this, and they're probably poisoning your kid newborn now. You can't trust these people. And there's a lot of good people that work in the medical profession. They themselves don't know the harm they're doing to you and others because they're not being told the truth. They're just following orders and being, you know, of the doctors. And the doctors, most of them are mind-controlled. And the ones that squawk about what's being done, they all end up getting fired. Some of them even end up getting killed when they squawk too much. And this is the system we're in today. Mothers, beware. You know, don't let government get a hold of your child in any way, shape, or form. And what do? They blackmail you. Well, you can't tell you, your kid can't go to school if he has vaccines. Well, don't send your kids to the rotten school anyhow. It's not education. It's brainwashing. And I'm not the only one talking about that, but people, you know, listening to me, tell your brothers and sisters, tell your friends that this is the time to make your choice and reject all the evil that's been dumped on you since birth. Reject the evil governments. Reject the evil laws. And we need to unite together in the private sector and create a society that's void of all this evil. You know, America is a republic. Many other nations are, too. But a republic system does not work in this world, especially nowadays. You know, a republic system only can work if the people that you've elected are honest and really serve you, but they don't. It's all a sham. Once the politicians, they promise you everything, you get elected, and then they slam the door in your face, and it's a free ride for 4 years. And the only thing they listen to is the lobbyists who come in with the money. And that's how the game's played. We all know this. So why are you willing to go out and vote when they come to the next election? You're going to vote for a Democrat or Republican? I don't care if you like President Trump or not. He's with the Republican Party. The political parties, it's all the same party, really. You know, and they play this up in mainstream media. Yeah, the dumb Democrats. Sure, they're the real bad guys now. But the Republicans are almost just as bad. Really. You know, and they con you into doing this and that. And, you know, I have to admit, President Trump is the first president in a long time that actually did anything. You know, and he's not one of the New World Order. But he ain't the smartest, joker in town, let me tell you. You know, there's so much he doesn't know. He doesn't know the dangers of 5G. He apparently doesn't know shit about chemtrails. You know, he should have been writing in the sector in the waters to stop those things. You know, he knows what he knows, and he's made some great accomplishments. But at the same time, come November, you know, that's why I run for president every 4 years. I mean, this isn't the first time I'm doing it. But I'm giving the people an opportunity to write my name in and turn your back on these political parties. I'm asking all Democrats and Republicans to vote for me. All you have to do is, like, you know, start thinking for yourself. Go to my website, 2020presidenttominnison.com, and you'll see I'm the only person talking common sense, and I am the most qualified. You just scroll down. It's a phone-friendly site, too. Just scroll down, and you'll realize I'm the only one talking common sense. There is no Democrat. There is no Republican, including President Trump. Compared to me, he's like 1/100th the intelligence. Maybe he's only 1/1000th, right? He might be smarter than the rest of the dummies in Congress. I mean, they're like Neanderthals. They have no brain power. All they know is put their hand out and grab the money. You know, they have no ingenuity. They never have any solutions to anything because all they did to get elected was they never had real jobs or anything like that. They just learned that, well, if you lie to the people, con them, and tell them what they want to hear, they'll vote for you. And the game's always been, well, I'm not as bad as the other guy. And that's the way they get elected. They try to point out all the bad points of the other person, and that's why you should vote for them, because that person has all those bad points, and I don't. Well, that's no talent at all, really. That's a con job they're giving you. So when comes November, if you want to get rid of this system that it's like a game of tic-tac-toe overplayed, it's going nowhere. Democrats and Republicans, they're basically one party, you know, one group. It's like a football game, one team against the other, and they're getting you in the stands to cheer them on, one or the other. And of course, the Democrats are the worst of the worst right now. But the Republicans aren't much better, you know. I mean, they're not going to give up their positions of authority, but the best job in the House is being the President of the United States, and that's why I'm doing it, because I know the solutions to all the problems. I don't have to have advisors. The solutions have been known for years, but it's going to take somebody with the guts to take command of the situation and use the presidency to order people around. And if you're the president, you can order everybody in government to do something. And that's the kind of guy I am. You know, I know what needs to be done. I'm not going to ask me sitting around a table with advisors. That proves President Trump doesn't know that much. He's listening to advisors, and he makes a lot of dumb decisions too. I mean, he's made some good ones. Like I said, he's the best president that's been around in a long time, but he ain't nobody compared to me. You know, I'm a common man person. I learned about life. I know what my fellow brothers and sisters out there that are poor and below the poverty level, I know what we've all gone through. I know what they need. And they need justice, not the same sham. Republics don't work anymore. You know, and as president, I'll tell you what, one thing, I'm going to be badgering the Congress every day to make the laws to give the public the final say, because we need to move to a referendum-only government, because, let's face it, the politicians are prude, they're idiots, they're ignorant, they listen to so-called experts that are not experts, and this coronavirus is proving it. They don't care about making laws at their whim that affect you and ruin your life. Look how many lives have gotten ruined by this coronavirus. Not so much the virus, but the bad choices of the politicians. And they're so ignorant. They actually believe pharmaceutical medicine is a thing. If they had any knowledge about science, they would know there's a vibrational cure to everything. Vibration. That's it. Sound. I mean, it's that simple. Like I said, go to my website, 2020presidenttommedicine.com, and the first thing you scroll down on is you're going to find, I'm telling you, this is the known cure for any virus. You just find out what frequency is, and then you find the frequency that obliterates it, you know. So it could be the same frequency, you know, just like an opera singer singing the same note that resonates with the glass shatters. You know, this is a kindergarten simplicity. And why hasn't nobody been talking about it, you know? I can't do anything about it myself personally. Like I mentioned, as soon as you scroll down on my website, asking the help. Somebody get in touch with the president. I believe the president was told the truth, told the knowledge that I have, that he would okay it and say, okay, this is where we're going to put our energies now. We're going to solve this thing in a couple of weeks, and that's all it should take. And once we get on the correct path, we'll realize it won't matter how many more rotten viruses they throw out there, because we'll just find out their frequency and annihilate them as fast as they stick them out there. And believe me, they're going to stick more stuff out there. Of course, the big plan is to con you into trusting them so they can stick the vaccination needle in you and really infect you. And you got to be crazy to take a vaccination. You know, first of all, you're disrespecting your body. Your body is your temple. and there's nothing good about a vaccination. You take the time to find out the ingredients in the air, and now they're even making them worse. The planned vaccination, Bill Gates wants to vaccinate everybody. Well, they're going to put nanobots in the air, and they're going to put insect DNA in the air, and they're going to screw you up as much as they possibly can. And they'll be laughing behind your back all the way. Look at these stupid humans. They believed everything we told them, and everything we told them was a lie, and they're still listening to us. You know, the joke is, it's been a long joke for a long time, God's operating out of a hospital nowadays. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Well, that's how brainwashed you've allowed yourself to be. Well, there is a real God, and he doesn't operate out of a hospital, but you've been conned and bullied and tricked into believing doctors are God. Yeah, they can save your life. Oh, my dear. Well, let me tell you something. If you've been told the truth from birth, and this planet was in connection with the rest of the universe and not quarantined by the dark side, we'd all be healthy, and we wouldn't need these so-called doctors. But if we're going to blame somebody, yeah, blame government. Government has been hoodwinked and BS'd throughout history, and they all succumb to being manipulated by sexy women or big bribe money or other factors of influence, or just straight out mind control or telepathic communication. I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's a great movie out there from 1957, a British movie called Quatermass 2, and it deals with mind control from alien intelligence setting up an invasion force here on our planet. Of course, this has already happened a long time ago, but it clues you in to see how sophisticated it could be. And this is back in 1957, and how easily, by just using mind control, you can begin to take over a whole world. It's serious stuff. It's happening, you know, it's been happening here on Earth for a long time, and it's still going on. This is the final battle going on now, you know, and we're finally getting to see that these so-called authorities that we've trusted, none of them can be trusted. They're either in cahoots with the New World Order, which is in cahoots with the bad ETs, the reptilians, and the other scum of the universe, and or they're just plain ignorant, you know? The ignorant politicians, they are so stupid. And they all abuse their authority. You know, they might mean well, but if you're an ignorant moron and you mean well, chances are you're going to make all the wrong decisions. And that's why this type of government, the republic type of government, doesn't work anymore. We need a referendum on the government in which the voters have to give an okay on anything, an okay on any new law, an okay on anything that's going to get passed by the Congress. You know, they can whip up all the crazy things they want, but if we have the real safeguard, which is that the voters have to say yes or no to whatever crazy scheme they come up with, chances are they're not going to be able to get any more crazy schemes past us. And that's what we need to be focusing on. You know, we want a continuation of government, but a good government, a real government, not this fake republic crap. And when they're always crying, oh, this is democracy. This ain't no democracy. Come on. Hey, did you ever hear the Pledge of Allegiance? Well, why don't you learn it and say it to yourself and to the republic for which it stands? Yeah, U.S. has been a republic, constitutional republic, from when it started. Seemed like a good idea back then. They were the most intelligent people at the time that said, if you, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and all that. But they were quickly overtaken, and as time went on, the people got dumb. The elected officials got dumber and dumber, and they became more manipulative and more manipulated, and they found all the ins and outs, how we can scam the money out of the taxpayers' money. You know, originally, taxes were voluntary, and then they somehow they hoodwinked the American public and started to, with the IRS, and just started taking money out of people's paychecks. You know, they didn't ask you if you wanted that. They just started doing it, and because nobody complained, well, it became a habitual thing, you know. And those of us that grew up later, we thought that's the way it always was. We didn't realize. We didn't have any understanding that taxes were supposed to be voluntary. We just went along with the program like everybody else did. And, of course, that's what they're still doing, you know. They come up and they vote on these bills with the fantastic amounts of money. I mean, I know I'm a cost-effective person, and again, that's why I said I'm the most qualified person to be the president, because they get all these projects they do, building the wall and stuff like that, can do it for one-tenth the cost. That's right, one-tenth. All that extra money that they appropriate and waste goes in their pockets. This is how it is. And don't tell me it isn't, and you can't prove it isn't like that, because the proof is that's where it happens. And then we have all the secret projects going on that the money gets funneled into, secret space programs where they sell slaves to other evil races in the galaxy. Yeah, a lot of the abducted children on Earth end up being sold as slaves in the secret space program, yeah. President Trump doesn't even know about that. Yeah, he's talking about the Secret Space Force. He might hear about it, but he doesn't really grasp the horror of what's going on with these things. Of course, that's his problem is, you know, he might know a lot about business deals, but when it comes to what's going on behind the scenes, he doesn't know too much, and he relies on his advisors, whereas somebody like me, I have all the knowledge already. I've done my own investigations from many sources, and I know everything that's going on, literally. You know? And when you know everything that's going on, then you can make some intelligent decisions as to how to deal with it and how to straighten things out. And cost-effectiveness is one of my talents. Like I said, one-tenth the amount of money we spend on anything, and we'll get the job done quicker and faster, without any change falling in everybody's pockets along the way. And that's the kind of person you should be willing to go out and vote for. And forget about that old scare tactic, if you don't vote for a Democrat or Republican, you vote for a third-party person. Well, I'm not a party. I'm an individual, and I expect every American to go out and vote for me. Simply, you write in my name. I don't have to be on the ballot. Once you learn something about your country, you know, there is such a thing called a write-in candidate. And no, I don't have to be on the ballot. All you have to do is have the guts to come in and write my name down, because you know that I'm the most qualified person to deal with the situation. And nobody with dark sunglasses is going to come involve me, because they believe it can't be done. That's why I'm taking the perfect route in. But you people need to understand that your obligation to vote for the most qualified person. You know, I tell you, just go to my website. It's proof right there. Listen to my short videos taking care of everyone. Nobody even talks about things like that except me. There's a way to take care of everyone. Everyone won't get their way 100% on everything, but there is a way to take care of everyone where everyone will get their way to some extent. And I'm the guy who knows how to do it. You know, I'm the guy who knows how to take care of this coronavirus situation in a couple of weeks. Really. If I was president, it would have been done a long time ago. I would have appointed the proper people, and tell the pharmaceutical people, get away from me, you know. Go take a pill or something, but don't bother me, because I know you're nothing but harassment, you know? You're a con job. You don't have the cure to anything. I mean, really, you've been lied to and deceived, fake surveys, fake propaganda, fake newspaper articles, fake American Medical Association magazine write-ups. It's all fake. It's all lies, you know? I mean, really, they have a few good things like Band-Aids. Yeah, we agree Band-Aids are a good product, you know? But all these concoctions, the opioids and all the other things, the powders and stuff, you know, I mean, it's just crap, and they all have side effects. Again, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Listen, just watch the commercials out there on free TV. I'd say about 7 out of 10 are pharmaceutical commercials. It's trying to sell you products. Every one of them has a dozen to two dozen side effects. And for stupid things like, you don't have to have acne anymore. You don't have to have pimples on your face. Look, this product could make you sick, make you nauseous, cause your hair to fall out, and possible death. But it might be right for you. This is the kind of crap they're trying to sell people. And I knew that stupid, and people are buying it too because they believe their doctor is God. That's right. They've been conned into believing that. They go to the doctor and they say, "What should I do?" And what does he do? He writes a prescription for whomever he's getting the company who has the product that he's getting the kickbacks from. Come on, wake up. This whole thing is a sham. Public education is a sham. All the kids are home now. Don't ever send them back to school when this thing is cleared. Keep them homeschooling until you, the parents, can write the curriculum for the children. Because the people in charge of writing the curriculum, they're all New World Order agents. Or they're being mind-controlled by New World Order agents. They want to just brainwash your children to be worker slaves. That's right. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You got a few minutes to call in if you got something to say. But if not, I've got plenty to say. And everybody ought to be interested in expanding their comprehension of what's real and not real. Right now, with the Internet, you know, we all know YouTube.com. Well, if you're not familiar with the shows, it's called One Step Beyond. There must be 100 episodes out there or something. I watch them quite frequently because they're all stories about things that couldn't be explained by orthodox science. But they could be explained if you have a lot of knowledge about what the multidimensional reality is and who are all the players behind the scenes. And there are many. But that's it. One Step Beyond. If you haven't, you're not familiar with it, go to YouTube and start watching the episodes. All the episodes are based on true stories, documented. And they're just reenactments of the true stories. And you'll learn a lot from that, about people being in two places at the same time, people coming back from the grave and manifesting a body and for a certain cause to help somebody, and then everything goes back to normal. How is this possible? The episodes don't explain it, but these are real stories that happened and were documented. And you'll learn a lot about what's possible. You know, even if you can't explain it, you'll learn that there's a physical record of these things happening. I recommend it to everybody. It's called One Step Beyond. After the show tonight, go on YouTube.com and watch a couple episodes. You'll be very intrigued. And these episodes were written like, I don't know, 59, 60, 61, way back then. And I'm telling you, If you haven't watched them, you need to watch them. It'll expand your comprehension of the reality that never gets talked about on mainstream media. But it's real. Anyhow, on a different note, and let's call it a musical note, I tell people every week, go to my, I'm telling you right now, go to YouTube.com and check out the videos, the music videos I have out there. Some of them are party songs, some of them have the greatest guitar playing you ever heard. And if Jimi Hendrix was alive, he would say, do some of the guitar playing on some of my records. And Let Me Coax You On is one of them. I claim it has the best guitar playing on this side of the 21st century. Let's just say at the beginning of the 21st century, that song, Let Me Coax You On, it... listen to it, you'll see. It's as good as Hendrix, if not better. It's as good as all the other great guitar players. As good as Eric Clapton, if not better. Yeah. And all the other Jimmy Page, whoever you think is the best guitar player. Well, the guitar playing in this song, Let Me Coax You On, is as good as any of them, if not better. But one thing I can say for sure that is better, the video behind it surpasses anything anybody ever did for a video behind great guitar playing. And in that aspect, it is the best. And I have other type of songs, too, that are meaningful, truly meaningful, like The Earth, She Loves You. Yeah, the earth has consciousness. Perhaps after you watch that music video and see how the pictures coincide with the words, you'll start to have some serious feelings for Mother Earth, because she is conscious and she does love us. And all she wants is to be loved, and maybe you'll have it in your heart to show Mother Earth some love in one way or another. But anyhow, the name of the song is The Earth, She Loves You. And if you haven't been on YouTube before, you can go to YouTube.com. They give you four choices. Click the one that says music, and then when the information bar comes in, punch in the name of the song. I've got a tribute song to the Beatles here. It's called Thank You, Beatles and Fans. You got to write all, click in all those five words. So you go to YouTube, you click the music button, the information bar comes up, and then you write the words Thank You, Beatles, B-E-A-T-L-E-S. And A-N-D, fans, F-A-N-S. Thank you, Beatles and fans. And if you don't know anything about the Beatles, well, you'll find a little about them. You'll find out about their hysteria and all the they created and all the love they created. And that's what the whole record's about. I think I got 13 videos out there. That might be a world record already. But I'm not stopping there. I intend to have like 50 up by the end of the year at least. Because I have that many good songs and I do the video production myself. What can I say? I'm going for the record if I don't have it already, and I might have it already, who knows. Hey, but call me up, it's a radio show, call me up and tell me who has I mean, I'm talking about real music videos here. I'm not talking about the one where you click on the song and it has the one picture throughout the whole song. No, no, that's not a music video. I mean, sure, it counts as one, but I'm talking about real music videos. You want to see a real music video? I'm telling you. Go. Let go to YouTube and let me coax you on. And then if you're really in the party, then you are you the party in kind? Which reminds me, we're coming to the end of the show. And at the end of the show, I always end my shows the same. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that song, Are You the Party in Kind? Spelled P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N. So if you want to check it out on YouTube, spell it correctly, Are You the Party in, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N, Kind? Are you? I am. And so you hear 30 seconds of guitar, tasteful guitar playing at the end of that, followed by my anthem called I Gotta Be Somebody. That's right, I Got to Be Somebody. It's an anthem. It could be your anthem too, because maybe you want to be somebody. Well, the name of the song is I Gotta Be Somebody. I also have that on YouTube also. An interesting video. If you listen to the whole record when we end the show, now you'll hear a horse galloping at the end. And when you watch the video, you'll see the horses galloping at the end. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown. And let me just remind everybody, hey, tell everybody that you know, tell your friends, the cure for the virus, the way to kill it, once and for all, and annihilate it, get it off our planet, is a vibrational frequency. It's that simple. Stop listening to these quack doctors, Dr. Fork Flossy, you know, on the mainstream media and all these other so-called experts that they don't have a clue as to what real science is, what real healthcare is. They were brainwashed in college, too, and they've all sold their soul for the New World Order, whatever. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Take us out of here with the music. Hey, listeners, check out my videos on YouTube. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.